So let's have a look at what is importing and why does Ireland import goods and services. So first of all, importing, this is the buying of products and services from other countries. But when we import products and services, the money leaves the country. So it doesn't actually stay in Ireland. And then with importing then, we've got two types of imports. We've got visible import and invisible imports. So visible imports, these are the physical goods and services that Ireland would buy from other countries. For example, oil, cars. So you actually see the oil coming in. We can see the cars coming in for their physical goods. And invisible imports then, so these are the services that Ireland buys from other countries. For example, Irish people going on holidays to a foreign country. So the money is leaving Ireland. Why do we import goods and services then? So Ireland would import them for the following reasons. One, climate. So we don't actually have the climate here to grow certain products. For example, certain fruits like bananas. That'd be one reason. Also the likes of the coffee beans. We can't grow coffee, so we need to import coffee. Raw materials. So sometimes we don't have the raw materials here in Ireland to make the products. For example, wood. So sometimes we need to import the wood from foreign countries. That's the raw materials. And then businesses then will convert the raw materials into finished products like tables. Also a choice for consumers. So if we import goods from other countries, it's given more of a choice to the consumer for the products and services to meet their needs. The cost then. So sometimes the cost can be cheaper to bring it in from a foreign country or importing. And then Ireland itself has a small domestic market. So there's only like 5 million people living in Ireland. So you only have a market of 5 million people, where if you import then from other countries, the market is going to be bigger for Irish produce.